One interesting halakha in the laws of Seuda, Ora Hayim Siman Kuf Ayin Halakha Vav. Maran's talking about different etiquette and rules that a person should have during the meal. And the reason why we say this halakha today is because the Gemara in Betzah, Daf Kafet, talked about different rules of etiquette. For example, not to eat in a gluttonous manner and not to drink in a way also that would show a sign of lack of dericheres. So one interesting halakha Maran writes, it's interesting that it's even a halakha. Maran says, Lo yehe adam kapdan b'se'uda. When a person sits down to eat at the Seuda, he shouldn't be angry or he shouldn't be upset. He's not supposed to be nervous or, like we said, angered. So the Kaf HaChaim over here in Sif Katan Chaftet gives two reasons. Number one, he says, Mepene shemoneya bene beto milatet klum la'aniyim mirat kapdanuto. The person sits at the table and he's very uptight, he's very nervous, so his family is going to be have reservations to give tzedakah. For example, if a poor person comes down and asks for some food, so they're scared to give him anything because they see the father or whatever, the host is all upset, so they're scared to give anybody something to eat. The Beit Yosef brings out a story of Hillel Hazaken, that he prepared a se'uda, and all of a sudden somebody came to the house and the wife right away gave the se'uda to the ani, and then he prepared something else and again something happened and she gave it to the poor people, and Hillel told his wife, Chas v'shalom, I didn't judge you not favorably, I judge you lechafsechut, you're giving tzedakah to the aniim, and that's a mitzvah. So a person's attitude at his table will promote generosity in the family that they should give to others. Another explanation the Kaf HaChaim says is, Iname yesh lomar kemashma'o, shelo ye kaptan v'ragzam betok se'udato, which means mamash. Not only you shouldn't be angry when it comes to the se'uda, when it comes to your food, because people are not, your family's not going to want to give charity, but during the meal itself you shouldn't be angry. Why? Ki ha'orchim u'bnei habayit mitbayshin az le'echol. Because the people that are around the table are embarrassed to eat. You know, the guests are sitting there, they see the guy's angry. They figure, maybe he's upset because we're eating his food. Maybe, you know, he's nervous that I'm at his table. So you're causing the guests and your family members to be uptight. And therefore you're causing them to be embarrassed. So a person has to be very careful at his attitude during the during the seuda, during the time of eating, has to be happy. Now the Kaf HaChaim writes that we must point out that even though Maran says, B'sha'at achila, one should not get angry, one should really not get angry at any time. This the Seuda is another example where one should not manifest his anger. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Samech Vav, Kol HaKo'es Im Hachamu Chokhmato Mistaleket Memenu. That if a person gets angry, if he's a Hacham, he loses his wisdom. And the Gemara brings different examples. Then the Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh that talks about how all sins affect different parts of a person's body. However, ka'as has a very negative effect on the neshama of a person. And therefore one has to be very careful, Chas v'shalom, when the Gemara Berachot talks about toref nafsho be'apo, that Chas v'shalom, anger can really affect the person's neshama. Therefore one has to keep away the magid, that was the mal'ach that used to learn with Maran of Yosef Karo. So he writes in the books over there that he once told him, shelo lich'os al shum davar shema'olam. He told Maran, don't get angry at anything, even when it comes to heavenly issues, things that are regarding the religion, a person has to be in control. And the Arizal itself as well was also very careful from all the Averot, especially not to get involved in the Kaas. So again, we see over here a Halakha / Musar, that we have to be very careful, not only not to get angry and upset during the Seuda, again, so it doesn't embarrass anybody at the table. They'll think Hazrul were angry at them because they're eating at our food, or it'll Hazrul cause them not to want to share their food with others because the person's a kapdan. But a person has to be careful with his attitude of anger and balance in all aspects of life, even outside of the seuda.